This week on The Marquee, we celebrate the start of summer blockbuster season with the return of a web-slinging hero. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Andrew Garfield returns as Peter Parker in his alter ego, Spider-Man. In his latest adventure, Spider-Man attempts to maintain his relationship with Gwen Stacy while battling a duo of new supervillains. There's a lot going on in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, almost enough for two films. That shouldn't deter you, however. It's still a rousing adventure that sets up the franchise well for the next installment.
Opening at the Drexel, The Weeknd stars Jim Broadbent and Lindsay Duncan as a long-married couple who return to Paris on a second honeymoon, hoping it'll help them reconnect and rekindle their relationship.
Opening at the Gateway, Thomas Hayden Church stars and directs the Canadian drama Whitewash. Church plays Bruce, an unemployed snowplow driver who drunkenly kills a man while joyriding and attempts to hide his misdeeds.
In the Civil War drama The Retrieval, an orphaned African-American boy is forced to travel to the North to find a runaway slave and return him to his owners.
In the thriller Blue Ruin, a peaceful drifter returns home to seek revenge against a recently paroled inmate. Unfortunately, his act of vengeance puts his estranged family at risk for retribution.
Or, for Biography on a Budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Michael Peña and America Ferrera in the Diego Luna-directed biopic, Cesar Chavez. Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose The Weeknd. Director Roger Mitchell has had his share of hits and misses, from the charming Notting Hill to the unbearable Hyde Park on Hudson, but the cast of his latest effort seems to promise plenty of romance and laughs.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is an easy film to recommend, especially considering its competition. It's a bit too long and a little unfocused, but overall Mark Webb's follow-up is more successful than not.
Or if you're not interested in the theatrical offerings of this first weekend of the summer movie season, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Labor Day. Director Jason Reitman's latest stars Kate Winslet as a lonely single mom who's taken hostage by an escaped convict played by Josh Brolin, but she and her preteen son both find themselves caring for their captor. Though it's quietly suspenseful in the beginning, it soon turns into a rather ordinary romance. Only the talented cast makes it stand out.
Kellan Lutz stars in The Legend of Hercules, directed by the once well-thought-of Rennie Harlan. This not-so-classic retelling of the Hercules story may cause brain damage, so watch with caution. A separate 3D Blu-ray release is available.
Based on a true story, Gimme Shelter stars Vanessa Hudgens as a troubled teen who decides to walk away from life on the streets to find the father she's never met. But an unplanned pregnancy sends her back onto the streets, until a kindly old chaplain finds her the support that she needs. Despite its awkward acting and inconsistent storytelling, it's still somewhat watchable, in a Lifetime original movie kind of way.
In Devil's Due, after a mysterious lost night on their honeymoon, a couple finds themselves dealing with an earlier-than-expected pregnancy. Once home, the husband begins noticing some strange changes in his wife's behavior that can't be explained. Other Blu-ray releases include Escape from Tomorrow, which is a Best Buy exclusive, PBS's Mr. Selfridge, Season 2, and Star Trek Enterprise, Season 4. If you're in a mood for a more retro release, be sure to check out Sean Connery's The Wind and the Lion, Sophie's Choice starring Meryl Streep, and Notes on a Scandal starring Judi Dench and Cate Blanchett.
Well, it's a pretty rough week for Blu-ray releases, so I'll give my half-hearted pick to Labor Day. If you're expecting the clever wit of a typical Jason Reitman movie, you'll be disappointed, but it's a decent romance.
Pickings are very slim this week, so I'm going to offer some cautionary advice. Don't waste your time with The Legend of Hercules or Devil's Due, unless you're planning a bad movie night, in which case, go for it.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Frat Boy Battles and a Return to Oz. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Forever is a long time, and time has a way of changing things.